All right, there we go. All right, Dr. Rowan, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, now it's Robert Rowan, MD. Am I saying that right, Rowan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do a little introduction of the bio I got here, but I'm going to have you kind of, you know, detail out and why we're talking and who you are and what you do and everything. So we need the audience to have a clear understanding of, you know, who you are and what you're doing. I'm going to let you do that for me, okay? All right, here we go.
How long are we going to be here?
We don't have a set time. What time do you think you need?
I can do at least 30 minutes, maybe more. I'm supposed to do another show around 10 o'clock my time, and she wants to prepare a little bit early.
Got it. All right, we'll go until we're done. Fortunately, we won't have commercial breaks. So
that's a big help.
All right, here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared, 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 here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, and Fiends of the Night, from the beautiful studios of Fiends of the Nest, FiendsPhoenix.com. What we're going to be doing, now we're doing a podcast without commercial interruption, live streaming, and kind of recording and everything. We won't be interrupted, and we get it done. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it faster that way. We'll go ahead and go at least half hour or so, and we'll get it all in. Now, as a recommendation of a friend, we need to talk to Dr. Robert Rowan, MD. You know, Dr. Robert Rowan has been practicing medicine for more than 3 decades. He graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Johns Hopkins University before attending medical school at the University of California, San Francisco. Following medical school and residency, he attained board certification in 2 fields, family practice and emergency medicine. Finding that pharmacological medicine could do more harm than good, Dr. Rowan made the leap to integrative medicine in the 80s. He practiced in Alaska from 79 to 01. Before joining Dr. Sue in Santa Rosa in 2001. Dr. Rowan has developed an international reputation for pioneering work in oxidation and other innovative medical treatments. Now, let's go ahead and talk about that. This is ozone therapy of different, I keep hearing that cures everything. In fact, my son-in-law and daughter, they've benefited from ozone therapy, you know, for some ailments that they had and a lot of various things. They're like, you know, preaching it for everything. So I'm going, okay. So talk to us about what you've been researching and you offer your patients, and then we'll get into how it can be useful for this virus thing. So go ahead, Dr. Rowan, fill in the gaps for us, will you please?
Thank you very much. Yes, I've been doing what we call oxidation therapy for 34 years. The heart and soul of it is ozone, but there's a couple other sister therapies as well. Believe it or not, it's intravenous hydrogen peroxide. It's also ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy. And then another one is high-dose intravenous vitamin C. That one works very similar to hydrogen peroxide. In fact, it works through hydrogen peroxide mechanisms. Ozone is by far away the majority of what I do. Ozone is O3. It's found in nature. We breathe right out here in the air. We breathe O2. That's oxygen. Ozone is oxygen, but it's O3. And it's created in nature by lightning. And strangely enough, in a stunning discovery, Scripps Institute found that ozone is actually made in our body by immune cells. And these immune cells make oxidants including bleach, hydrogen peroxide, ozone, singlet oxygen, nitric oxide. All these are powerful oxidants that the immune cells make to throw at invaders and destroy them. To me, it's a no-brainer then. Why not use what our own body is making to support physiological processes?
You know, this is a little bit. I want to ask some questions here. We have a lot of IV therapy. A lot of friends, and certainly recommended you, have benefited from this, and they've had chronic problems throughout their whole life. They're looking for allopathic solutions of give me a drug to make the symptom go away of whatever, never fix anything. And they're wanting to get it fixed. What is the problem and the underlying? So that's a lot of the guests that I have. I'm not, you know, don't care about some drug that's going to make me feel better. I'm wanting to where I don't need a drug. I mean, what is the underlying problem? So what do you think that's, you know, coursing through our veins, all these problems that we even need this? You know, what is the main malady that we all are suffering from? Is it pollution? Is it the vaccines? Is it parasites? Is it diet? Is it, I mean, what are we trying to solve?
Well, it's all of the above. And first of all, with regard to drugs, despite all the drugs, I've gone into meetings, I've held up a $100 bill, and I've asked doctors to name me a single drug, synthetic drug, that cures a disease. No one can do it. Now, if you leave out antibiotics. Now, you ask me what the malady is. I'll try to share that with you. All of the above, chemicals, vaccines, in microbes, they all boil down to a common thread. The most important thing in healing boils down to one thing, and that's oxygen availability to the cells. Despite all the trauma we're giving ourselves with pollution, nutrition, and everything else, oxygen consumption still is the most important thing for our body. No oxygen or lack of oxygen or impaired oxygen, our cells cannot make energy and cannot heal. So we want to get oxygen there. All of it boils down to oxygen. We can't live for more than a couple minutes without oxygen. Ozone addresses all of those things. Now, I'm not saying it's a cure-all for everything. It's not. But it addresses all of those items that you mentioned and I mentioned by the following mechanisms. Ozone is known to increase 2,3-DGP in red cells, which leads to greater oxygen delivery of the cargo the red cell is carrying. Red cells' mostly single function is to carry oxygen. If the oxygen is not released, we starve for oxygen. Ozone improves red blood cell flexibility so that the red blood cells get through the capillaries. The red cells are actually bigger than the capillaries, and they have to squeeze through tinier capillaries, so they have to be flexible to do that. Ozone improves mitochondrial combustion of oxygen, creating more energy. Ozone modulates the immune system, so that if the immune system is out of whack like this, it brings it into balance here. If it's out of whack like that, it brings it back into balance this way. No matter which way the immune system is, overactive or underactive. And ozone also is highly toxic to invaders, microorganisms. It just destroys them on contact. But the ozone itself doesn't reach deep inside your body. It reacts instantly with blood, but it leaves behind molecules called ozonides. Those are reactive oxygen species. These are signaling molecules that talk to your immune cells and give them a hint of what to do and activate them. And they're also oxidants in their own right, which can serve to further destroy viruses or other pathogens slower than ozone itself does. So I hope that's a fundamental basis in understanding.
Well, I can understand that, you know, it's a lot of justifications for trying it and doing it. I'm a freedom guy, man. You know, that freedom's the answer. Once the question, give me the option and I do it and I'll figure it out. And I know somebody and I don't need some study. You know, I'll do my own research. But over the years, now it's embraced a lot more. I'm sure you're a lot more popular in this treatment now than you were 20 years ago. So I'm just looking back, and I'm going, the criticism of this was so much that I'm going, Man, you need to look at it. Why the heck do they care? I mean, they don't like you curing people or something, you know? So why the resistance to something that's basic like this? That is there any side effect or harm of these kind of treatments?
If it's done correctly, there essentially is no toxicity at all. Although, if you give it by one method, the really cheap, inexpensive method, which is direct intravenous gas, it can irritate veins. And yes, I have seen some vein issues in patients.
Well, how do you apply ozone? By breathing it or
No. You don't want to
water
breathe
or what?
It's hard on lungs. But you can give it. You can give it any other way, but by breathing it. You can give it directly in the bloodstream. Typically, what we do is we take an amount of blood out in a bottle, and we add an equal amount of ozone gas to it, mix it up, and then let it go back into the body. There's no problem with that at all. No vein issues. Nothing. You can give.
So you're supercharging your red blood cells.
Yes.
Okay, so now the red blood cells, that's why, correct me if I'm wrong here. As I remember, the reason blood is red is because of the iron in it. It's rust. It's taking the oxygen, it just turned it into rust, and that's how it's delivering it. O3 is not O2, so is it like super rust or something? I mean, what are we looking at?
O3 is very
reactive
oxygen. It's very reactive oxygen. The oxygen you're breathing around you right now is O2. It's not that reactive. Even if you mix oxygen and gasoline, it doesn't ignite. You need a source of ignition, like a spark. Am I correct?
Yep.
It doesn't ignite. Ozone carries the spark. The spark is there in the molecule, and it will react instantly.
Wait. If I put O3 in gasoline, it blows up? Is that what you're saying?
I would not put O3 in gasoline.
See, you got a bunch of guys out there. They're going, you know, we're just going to have to try it. This is the way it is. You know? But the it is a super. I give you an example. It's in the 90s, and you know, we're poor, and I can't afford to get sick. I, you know, vitamin C. So I go buy liquid C, and I just down me a bottle, man. I'm just constant C all the time, and I can feel what was happening. It's like it gave fuel to my white blood cells or something. It was like I was getting high octane of, you know, fix me or something. At least that's the placebo effect I got out of it. I mean, you know, whatever. Now I'm doing what do they call it, the vitamin C in the fat, the
liposomal C.
Yeah, liposomal C. And I got a bunch of that because it's a little bit more effective. So when this corona thing was going, I'm not an idiot. You know, I'm going, yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not seeing that. Yeah, anyway. What I did is I did go out and I bought an oxygen generator for $350 on Amazon. So I, you know, have some, I go, because what are they going to do for me at the hospital? What are they going to, well, they're going to give you oxygen, they'll give you an IV, give you fluids, maybe some antivirals. I go, okay, well, I get some antiviral mushroom and some other stuff and to boost my immune system of whatever. I do colloidal silver spray in. That's always, you know, done well. And I breathe that. I got, you know, little zinc tablets I'll gnaw on a little bit, coat my throat. I got, oregano oil has always been, you know, really good for me last few years. I go, okay. Then, you know, this liposomal C is supposed to, you know, okay, I'll get some of that. You know, so I get my stuff. I get my little oxygen saturation little thing for my finger, make sure I don't have organ failure. And I'm going, I'm probably good. I mean, as good as I'm going to get, you know, going to some hospital or something when there's no beds available, you know, so I'm not like totally dismissing it. I get as ready as I can. I got some food storage, but I'm thinking that my one freedom to do this stuff and immune system, just my own, you know, God don't make no junk. I mean, you know, that I'm supposed to be able to survive this stuff. You know, I just be healthy and do this. So what role is ozone in this whole thing of what I just described, the stuff that I do? Do I need the O3? Is it a preventative thing? Is it going to cure me once I get it? You know, what role does the ozone play in that kind of scenario?
Well, I believe it prevents as well. There's Cuban research, well-done Cuban research on animals, that if you pre-treat animals with ozone before giving them a toxic stress, their survival is dramatically increased. And what is a toxic stress? Well, they gave animals ozone, and then they injected them with fecal material. You know what fecal material is.
In fact, skip to the end, man. We'll just, you know, make sure you're sick.
And a large number of those animals survived just by pre-treating them with ozone. Then they took another group of animals, pre-treated them with ozone, and injected them with a very toxic poison called carbon tetrachloride. That helped the animals survive. Then they pre-treated animals with ozone and shut off the circulation to an organ, and those animals survived. Ozone preconditioning helps animals survive. It prepares the body for a stress. So I take ozone on a regular basis as a preventive. As far as treatment, yes. Ozone is my life's work, and 5 years ago I went to Sierra Leone with a friend of mine. I recruited him for the Ebola epidemic to take ozone because I knew it would work. I didn't have any doubt and I had no fear. And we were shut down by the government eventually. We were invited by the government, by the president. And then eventually we were shut down. I think pharma had something to do with it, but that's another story. But we managed to get the five people, all five patients, recovered virtually instantly using ozone.
Well, that's why you were shut down. I mean, you think? I mean, why else?
Well, this is a huge threat to pharma, because pharma suppresses symptoms, as you said. It doesn't cure anything. Its goal is to keep you on chemicals for life. My goal is to free you from that and have your body take care of it the way the Creator designed.
You know, I'm looking at, and it's kind of, and I'm going to hate being right on this. It seems that the fervor and the threat and the conditioning for everybody to accept all these vaccines is like future patients. It's like they're making you sick so we can, you know, alleviate symptoms in the future of Big Pharma and ka-ching, you're just livestock, you know, how can we get all your money? And then anything at the end of your life, you guys got something saved up, well, that's ours too. Well, you want to show you how you do it? We get it in the healthcare system. It's all ours now. Ha, 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 ha. So I'm just, is that overly cynical? Am I being too sensitive to this kind of stuff, or am I hitting the nerve?
I think you're being accurate. The pharma, P-H-A-R-M, pharma. We are being farmed for profit. That's how I see it. We're nothing more than cattle. And we're being farmed for profit. I'm in agreement with you. I believe the whole vaccine issue is to get us vaccinated so they make profit on that end. And then they have injured people on the other end that they're injured for life, and they're making money on them for their whole life. They don't care about us. The money, it's the bottom
line. They wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. I am so, and the role the government plays in this, where is it, is the whole government, the legislative process just taken over by pharma and the local, state, federal, we just, you know, military, industrial, pharma, industrial, healthcare, industrial complex or something?
Eisenhower warned us of this. I happen to believe it is. Pharma, I believe, is the greatest donor to legislative candidates.
Yeah.
So who are they going to listen to? Are they going to listen to me, or are they going to listen to their treasury?
Tell us about, you know, if people were to do, that was another thing. There's been, was it ozone for vegetables or hydrogen peroxide? I've seen some devices that put their vegetables in there and they oxygenate or do, so what is that about?
You can do that. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can put your vegetables in a sink, a bath with a little bit of dilute Clorox, believe it or not. I don't have an issue with that. Or with hydrogen peroxide. Or you could use ozone to decontaminate it as well. You can do all.
Okay, so it's not so much to go in my body. It's to have an effect on my food.
Yes, it's to get rid of pathogens on your food and maybe also help to break down pesticides. That won't have much of an effect on your body.
So you're saying the best ozone therapy is, and this is another thing that's happening. You know, a lot of these naturopathic doctor's offices and everything, we had a party here recently, a week ago Saturday, and because we're going on this trip, and it was kind of the last, you know, say goodbye and say, you know, what's up, and the last party at our place here and so on. A lot of business owners, doctors, dentists, lawyers, they came, they go, Yeah, I don't think we're going to survive this economic whatever. I could go bankrupt just trying to stay open and pay employees, and I could probably survive and retire, and we're done. You know, and now they're worried about the naturopaths and so on aren't going to be there to provide these kinds of solutions. So I'm going, how would I and where would I, I'm going to pull out my own blood and oxygenate it with O3 and put it back in, you know, like I was a heroin addict or something? I mean, how are we going to get these treatments?
Well, you can go to my office website, drrowandrsu.com, drrowandrsu.com. And we have a blog there where we tell people what they can do at home. And we made a video for people that's posted at ozonewithoutborders.ngo. It's an hour video.
Ozonewithoutborders.ngo.
Right.
Okay.
And for a small contribution to the organization, they can see a video where we teach. My wife and I teach people how to do all these home procedures. You can do most of this at home. Ozone works if you give it at home by drinking ozone water, stethoscope ozone, ear stethoscope, rectal ozone. Women can do vaginal ozone. You can do ozone saunas, and this really works. Blood works the best, but all these other methods work well.
Yeah, there was I don't want to mix treatments here, but I think my son-in-law was doing hyperbaric chambers with ozone.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
You know, not ozone, hyperbaric oxygen.
Okay, it was just oxygen. Okay.
Yeah, and that works too.
He was having a luck. I think it was a joint thing. You know, he was, he didn't want to have knee operation. He wanted to be able to something. He was doing a platelet. I mean, there's so many alternative people I have on the show and friends. I'm going, cool. Not that I really, you know, want to get all detailed about, because I'm not a doctor. My thing is the freedom to make these decisions, the freedom to do that. Is there restrictions on you? Are they trying to, you know, regulate you out of business? Are they, you know, they, them, those that won't leave us alone? They always say, you conspiracy, they, who are they? And I go, let me tell you who they are. I'll give you a perfect example of who they are. There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave them alone. That's who they, them, those are.
I agree.
They're the ones that won't leave me alone. I mean, just leave me alone. Well, they won't do it. They who? The ones that won't leave me alone. I mean, it's not that complicated, you know? So I'm going, so who's not leaving you alone? Is there a regulatory agency? Are they coming after? They send you a letter? They come and visit and say hello, providing O3 in the blood and putting it back in? Is that a thing?
Well, in some states, probably yes. But ozone is growing, and in California, we do have an enlightened law that protects alternative approaches, provided you give informed consent. And I have been before the medical board a couple times, and they ask me about it, and they go away. And they've done their job, and they've followed the letter and spirit of the law.
Well, the letter and spirit comes from just general freaking public opinion, which I'm hoping that we're having an impact on now.
We're trying to change it here.
O3 is, what about as a treatment for somebody that is sick? Is it effective there, or is it more effective as a preventative?
Oh, it does both, but I use it for people who are sick. I get incredible results with Lyme disease. In fact, this is not my ego talking, but I think our clinic gets better results with Lyme disease than any place in the world. We don't use antibiotics. I use it for circulation, for infection, for immune dysregulation. Ozone is just phenomenal to treat. It is Dr. Bocci, who's now deceased, he saw doctors reporting all kinds of literal miracles from ozone, and he couldn't understand how a nonspecific treatment treated so many specific diseases. So he went into research to look at it, and he found what I just told you earlier: oxygen delivery, oxygen metabolism, circulation, modulation of the immune system. All of these are the fundamentals for treating just about anything out there. So ozone could have a positive impact on almost any condition you're dealing with, and it's not toxic. I'm not telling you it's a cure-all for everything. We have failures, but we have far more successes than failures.
You know, by the time someone's coming to you for this, they're motivated. There's something wrong.
Yes, we have the sickest people.
You know, they come in and, you know, they're like, you know, save me. And I think that's how we got encouraged to interview you, was somebody that's been helped. And, you know, tell me about Lyme. You know, this is something that keeps cropping up, and, you know, you got, I mean, I can list off a whole bunch of, a lot of it's autoimmune stuff that God knows what starts this stuff. But 03, you're thinking that Lyme is eradicated, treated, made better, and in what mechanism?
Well, you can go into my YouTube site. Your readers, your listeners need to know I have a YouTube channel, Robert Rowan MD, all one word. That's my channel. They should go there and listen to my patients. Don't listen to me if you don't want to. Listen to my patients. We've got a lot of Lyme patients. Lyme is a stealth pathogen. It doesn't want to kill you. It just lives, it lives inside your body and infects tissues, organs, and makes you absolutely miserable. But it doesn't necessarily want to kill you. But you're living, it's like a living death for some people. And I've taken people who have failed multiple rounds of antibiotics, and they do extraordinarily well. Ozone works, you know, if you look at all those mechanisms that I talked about, enhancing the immune system, oxygen delivery, being toxic to microorganisms, it explains why you can get these positive results.
You know, we got in the archives, what I'm showing now. Are you seeing this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
See it.
So we have the archive for the audience. You know, there's a video there, the real remedy for the coronavirus panic. We'll talk about that in a second. And we have a link to some of your stuff here. What do I need to make sure goes in here as a link for you?
You would want two links. One is to my YouTube channel. The next one would be to my Facebook page, and the third is to my office. Each one has value.
Okay, I'm going to have Donna put that in here so that we can get that. So can you send that to her, or is it in your bio down here? I don't see the links in the bio here, so we're going to need
to... Yeah, I'll send it to you. Just shoot me an email and say, give me the links, and I'll shoot you back.
Yeah, Donna, do that right away. Go ahead and send him an email. Get those three links, and we'll get it into the archives. Because I know people are going... We'll have it here directly before, you know, we put up the audio and the video and everything, because I want to make sure they have access to it here on the archive. Now, the real remedy for the coronavirus panic... What am I looking at here? What are you going to tell me?
Oh, that's right now the lead on my channel. That's a two-minute video explaining that ozone probably is, in my opinion, it's the answer for the coronavirus. And it's already being borne out overseas that ozone therapy is fixing this pronto.
You know, that's one thing that we find out is that we get... A lot of places around the world are trying things that they, oh, no, this vitamin C, that's never, you should never, that never, never, and then everybody's doing it now in New York, and they're curing people of whatever. And I'm going, you know, I'm wondering after this crisis, after, you know, this, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, after, we're going to find out that medicine may be changing for the better forever. You think, is there an opportunity here? Or are they going to beat it back and Big Pharma's got a vaccine for you?
I believe it could go either way. It depends upon what the people do and how the people deal with their rulers. And I use the term rulers because that's basically what we now have in this country.
We rule you. Yeah.
Yes. But I believe it could go either way because pharma doesn't have answers to this except to inject toxins into you in the name of vaccination. If ozone, and they don't want ozone out there. I think ozone is their greatest nightmare because it addresses so many fundamental issues with the healing process. They don't want you healed. They want you under their thumb and having to take some type of chemical for the rest of your life because that's how you are farmed. It's called Brave New World.
You know, when someone I talk to and they're like, especially younger, you know, they don't know what your Brave New World, whatever. 1984 used to be required reading in junior high in the 70s. Now, 1980, what? That's been banned from, I never want to see that book again. I mean, you know, it's just like V for Vendetta. Put it on the stricken list of censored material or something. That was amazing. So what do I do to people? I go, look, you want to know what's going on? You kind of get the media and everything. Watch 1977 Network with Faye Dunaway, you know, kind of mad as hell. I'm not going to take it. it anymore, and you have messed with the primordial, you know, rule of the universe, and you got to do it this way or something. So you get that. Then you get like wag the dog, you know, kind of how, you know, they just BS you into whatever. Then V for Vendetta, which was a pandemic. That's how they got all their control. That was what they did. They took a virus, and they took that movie script, you know, and, you know, did this.
Yeah.
You know, then you get like The Big Short on the finances and so on. It's like three or four movies. I know they're not going to read anything. I'll go watch this, and you kind of get an understanding of how I see it. And it's not that I want you to agree with me, or, you know, it's that I just, you know, or I just want you to understand why I'm so convinced. I'm not trying to convince you. I just want you to understand why I'm convinced, and then it becomes their idea and time goes on. What do you think is your splinter in people's minds that you're able to get them to start thinking about alternative stuff? What's been the most successful? Because you've had an uphill battle over the past decades, and now all of a sudden you're freaking the man, I'm sure. But, you know, what was it that changed that made it a lot more acceptable, the treatments that you're offering?
The fact that pharmaceuticals are failing people.
Yeah.
People are being chemicalized almost to death, and they're failing because they don't address any fundamental cause of illness. Pardon me. The fundamental causes of illness are improper nutrition, toxins, and stress. Those are the fundamental causes. If your immune system is up and operating because there's little toxin in your body and you have the right nutrition, you're able to mount a better response. Ozone steps in to help people who might be weakened. But what drug addresses any of these? There isn't one drug that does that. We were not born with a genetic deficiency of drugs. We were born... All these are Rowan quotes, incidentally.
I'm just like, you know, we need more drugs. Everybody's got a drug. They say drugs are bad. They're bad,
everybody,
but we need more drugs. I'm like, oh, God.
Everybody is looking to the drug cartel for answers. And Fauci, for example, even President Trump, they're looking to the pharmaceuticals. My God, what did nature put on this planet for us? There's all kinds of plants. There's all kinds of chemicals in plants. There's all kinds of nutrients.
You know, think about this. A lot of the times, people have got all kinds of problems in, and, you know, a lot of times the solution is just to fast. Just stop eating for a few days. I mean, it's biblical. Just get the crap out. You know, just let it just clean. All of a sudden, you go, wow, I feel a lot better. I just stopped eating for a few days.
That's
you know,
right.
What the hell?
Stop eating for a few days, and your brain can get higher than a kite because the toxins are gone, the food reactions are gone, and you have a better commune with the universe.
You know, I have been doing, it's just only the last few, this is what happened. A few years ago, a friend of mine's father came over, his complexion, he was not looking good. You know, it was just, felt bad, he's overweight, it's just, you know, he's watching TV, retired, and eating Doritos or whatever. And it was the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I said, you know, I bet you'd be a lot better if you just stopped eating. I mean, you just, I tell you what, you know, you do it with me, I'll do it. I won't eat until Thanksgiving dinner. You know, so I went that Sunday night. I didn't have anything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday I had a meal. By then, I felt so much better that I go, yeah, I'm going to do this every now and then. You know, I think I can just do a 3-dayer. And so I've done probably 3 or 4 over the past few years. I start feeling bad. I just stop eating. I mean, you need to eat better. Well, I can't. You know, I see. So once I start eating, I eat. You know, I mean, I go, I'm better off. I go, oh, yeah. I open the refrigerator. Oh, yeah, I'm on a fast. I just close it. You know, do a few days. I feel better. Why? What's going on?
Well, a lot of us are sensitive to certain foods. Lectins in foods, so you stop eating the lectins in foods. Stephen Gundry wrote a great book on that.
Lectins, what's a lectin?
So you stop eating them, you feel better, there's less reactions, and also if you stop eating, it allows your body now to start cleaning out and detoxifying, and when you do that, you feel better.
Well, you said lectins in food, what does that mean?
Lectins are molecules in foods that the plant makes to ward off predators so it can protect the host.
Damn humans gluten. Eating me.
Gluten, for example, gluten in wheat or nightshade family has a lot of lectins in it that make people sensitive and upset them.
You know, and the poisons. We did a, it was called Azure Standard Farms in Oregon, and they were trying to force them to do Roundup on their fields because of competitive. It's a big thing. So we went there and we did some live story on there and did a tour and they're natural and all that. And this is one thing I found out, freaked me out. He goes, when they do the combining of the wheat, they get a higher yield when they hit it with Roundup to make it all dead and dry so that they can they get more yield in the combining of it.
That's right.
So I go, wait. They're putting Roundup glyphosate on the crop right before they, you know, get, they go, yeah,
right,
that's
before,
why.
Right before they harvest it to dry it out.
That is so freaking criminal.
Yeah. I totally agree. The word is criminal.
And criminal.
Now they're putting up 5G towers everywhere without testing it for safety. So now I'm not going to be.
Oh, they tested it.
That belongs to everybody because the atmosphere is going to be polluted with radiation.
You know, one thing that we thought, my wife and I, we're going to be touring the country in a bus from May to May. We're going to be, you know, and I'm wondering if the stainless steel and aluminum shell is, you know, going to be Faraday caging me a little bit. Because I'm just going, we were thinking, I'm going, yeah, we don't need to be having the phones right next to your head charging kind of crap. We don't need to. So I'm going, yeah, this thing is going to have a lot of electromagnetic stuff. Do I take a Faraday netting copper mesh and kind of do like a mosquito netting over my bed? You know,
what people may have to do this now with the 5G that they're rolling out. I understand, and I'm not 100% certain, that with all the schools closed right now, they're rushing to put 5G in all the schools. So all of our children are going to be tied to a crisp.
I am, you know, the kids, you know, oh, they're out of school. They're making the parents suffer. You got to, you know, where's your child care? How you, they're going to figure it out. And now they're going, I'm not going back. We're good. How many children, how many families are going to go, they're happier, they're learning more, they have, you know, and what the school's sending them with, they're sending them home, a lot of them, they're sending them home with a government-issued computer. Then they're actually doing their work. They're actually getting directly into the permanent record of how they think, how fast. I mean, they're evaluating. It's like River Tam and Serenity. They're going, you're working for the man, or you ain't working. You know, we're getting your brain. You're on our side or side. I hate this stuff. And I'm thinking, hopefully, there's enough enlightened, aware people that are starting to realize they don't need the government as much as they thought. And that they're going to be okay. What do you think is going to happen? Next fall, they're going to, you know, all the kids are just going to rush right back into their 5G saturated public schools?
I don't know. You know, our founders taught us to be very wary of government and basically told us that government is an evil. And it has to be, it's supposed to be our servant, and it has become our master, sadly.
Yeah, my whole thing, the reason we call this show Declare Your Independence is, the Declaration of Independence really had inspiration on me when I started getting awake. I'm like, what the hell, man? What are they doing? So you go read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. I'm not a fan of the Constitution. It's all about the power to eminent domain, the power to war, the power to the tax, the power to, you know, interstate commerce, the Commerce Clause, you know, the power. You might as well call him king. You know, I'm like, and the Declaration was very clear. The purpose of government is defense of individual rights. When it doesn't do that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right. It's your duty. I'm like, sign me up. I'm into that, you know. And ever since then, it's been, you know, they had Articles of Confederation. They brought in this constitutional we rule you thing. And then you're starting to see it manifest itself right now. There, you know, well, we got to have down to the states. What? Bought off by trillions of dollars of federal took from my great-grandkids? I mean, this is not working. This and what it's going to be is individuals having the freedom or just taking the freedom or the options or they can suck it and you can do it yourself. And you represent one of those options at a fundamental level is where I've been doing a lot of research and promoting, you know, talkers and treatments such as yourself that we can take care of ourselves. God don't make no junk. We can't. Our immune system is there for a freaking reason. And this is just, ugh.
We're going to be running out of time.
You got to go. I was kind of wrapping it up there and giving you some props so you can get going. But Dr. Rowan, appreciate it. Make sure you respond to Donna's email real quick. She may have one to you already that you know you guys communicated.
Let me look. Hang on. I can do that right now.
Because I want to make sure we get this stuff up when we post this. I want people to have solutions and be able to, you know, tap on you to cure them. Because it seems...
I don't see a request here.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me an email address and I'll send it to you right now.
Okay. Publisher at Freedoms with an S. Freedoms Phoenix, Phoenix. .com, publisher at freedomsphoenix.com.
Okay, I will send you publisher at freedomsphoenix.com.
Boom.
I'm going to send this to you right now so you have all three.
I'll put that bad boy up, lickety split.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on, Doctor. I'm hoping that, you know, the enlightenment, you know, do you feel positive? You end on, do you feel, you know, like,
We're in a war right now. And at times I feel like we're going to win. At times I feel like they're going to win. I do feel that there's a war. But I think that people are waking up, and this virus hoax is going to help people wake up because our economy is being destroyed, and when people are out of work and they're dependent upon the government tit, I think there's going to be some real issues.
In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first.
Yeah.
You know, webpage YouTube temp. So you already got it? Did you get his Facebook? Okay, she's got it. All right, go ahead and send that to me. Donna's already got it in the archive, your webpage, a YouTube channel in the archive. She's going to add the Facebook. Boom, done. Rock and roll. Dr. Owen, thank you very much for spending time with me. A little bit of extra I sucked out of you. Yeah, that's good. You know, go get ready for your thing. Thank you very much. Peace, brother. You know, hopefully you'll be available for us in the future.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.